Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Camera and John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Tuesday morning with the Phils. On Monday night, got a much-needed win, to say the least. We'll talk about that. But we'll also get into the issues. I mean, let's be real, more extensively today than the win, because the issues have been a bigger problem lately. And one win doesn't solve them all. So we'll get into it today. Eagles get into it themselves today with a mandatory OTA, the only one of the offseason, lasting a whole day, or put another way, a couple hours. So we'll get into that. Nick Sirianni speaks later today. Look, you can weigh in on all of it at 215-592-9494. Rich, Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
The first sound recording was made before the samurai were abolished.
I know samurai are abolished.
The first, yeah, well, it was in the 1800s.
I mean, we see movies about samurai. That's all set 100 years ago? What is that nonsense?
Yeah, well, long, long ago. The samurai were abolished in 1853.
Yeah, 150 or so. Yeah.
1853.
Right? Almost 200 years at this point.
This sound recording goes back to 1850-ish.
Wow. That's pretty wild, man.
There was a French inventor.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good fact right there. All right, I'll give you a good fact. Phil's won. Gave you a bad fact. They didn't exactly hit a ton last night. Thank you, Zach Wheeler, for doing what you do. And, you know, the Phillies found a way. Matter of fact, let's listen for a moment because we're going to get to the negative of the last 2 weeks. Some may say 4 years. You be the judge. But let's actually start with the positive, which was they did rally last night in the bottom of the 11th, down a run. Now, you know, you start with a guy on second base, so that obviously helps the cause. But they strung together a succession of hits that won them the game.
Well, we go to the bottom of the 11th. Last chance time for the Phils here at Extra Innings as they're staring at a six-game losing streak. JT Realmuto is going to lead it off here in the 11th. Swung on, line to right. It's a base hit down the line. Castellanos coming around third. He's going to come home and score. Throw will go to second, and JT ties the ball game. Well, here's Bryson Stott, and Palencia delivers, and Stott pushes a bunt. It's a good one. Third base side. Shaw, bare hand, flip to first. Not in time. Stott beats it out. And here's Otto Kemp. First ever game here at Citizens Bank Park. He is bunting, and he pushes it third base side. It's a great bunt. Picked up by Bush. Throw back to first. Not in time. And Otto Kemp is aboard, and the bases are loaded. Nobody out. And here comes Brandon Marsh, who didn't start the game, but he's got a chance to win it. Swing and a drive. Center field and deep. JT is home to score, and the Phillies have won it. Brandon Marsh with a walk-off as the Phillies rally for two runs in the bottom of the 11th, and they beat the Cubs and snap their losing streak, a 4-3 win.
Well, thankfully they did, because let's be real, we all needed it. It's been ugly lately. Seltzer, the critic will say, the cynic will say, this was the obligatory play the positive before discussing the negative. Is that
right? Yeah, that's
all right. All right, so buckle up, ladies and gentlemen, because I haven't been here for a couple of days. There's a lot to get to. Obviously, you can react to the comeback last night, which was good to see. A lot within that game on the table, including, all jokes aside, back-to-back bunt base hits, which I swear to God might not have happened since the 20th century. So good job by the Phils getting that W, 215-592-9494. But let's really drill down on the real story. The real story is the big picture. And the real story relates to the free fall that happened, obviously, over the last week and a half or so, part of which I was out for. And I'm just going to ask you this question, because I know yesterday, John, when you guys were all together and I wasn't here, I know a lot of it was, and this was what the show should be yesterday, complaints. Everything that's going wrong and everybody getting it off their chest. And I totally think that is like totally the way it should have been yesterday. Here's where I want to take it today. Solutions, or at least recommended solutions. I'm going to challenge everyone at 215-592-9494 and encourage you to come to the table knowing the, I know John's got his hands in the air, knowing the issues. We all know the issues, okay? And look, get it off your chest again. If you want, still get it off your chest. I'm not holding you back. But what I'm saying is take it to the next step now. And here are the kind of things, and I'm just curious where people come down. Fire Rob Thompson? Change the batting order? Call up guys like Crawford from the minor leagues? Totally, completely bench certain players and play backups? Get rid of players, like just dump guys like the Bomers and dump them? John Ritchie, I turn to you first, and everyone today at 215-592-9494. What should they do, John Ritchie? What say you?
Bring back the daycare. Bring back the daycare.
You got to be kidding me.
Last night, we saw it again.
Wow.
With Otto Kemp. Great job by Otto Kemp.
So you think they vibe better that way?
First of all, absolutely. You know what? They tried it differently with, hey, let's be more mature this year. We're taking it to the next level. Sometimes you need some fun to pull you through when dog days are upon you. This isn't even really dog days
yet. Well, what about the fact those guys didn't really hit well last year? Other than Bohm in the first half, Stott was below average. Bohm became incredibly below average, and Marsh was totally below average.
They're the guys that we have right now, and they've been asked to sort of mask their true self, the true kid inside that they really like to let out and, enjoy the game. Okay. It feels like the team's enjoying the game so much less at the start of it all. And even when we were winning, you had that, buttoned up feel that just didn't quite work for some of the guys. Now, times are tough. They need something to bring him through it. Why not? I thought it was really cool. I thought it was really cool to see Otto Kemp have his headset ruined last night when he was blindsided by the water jug, and it was the daycare being the daycare again. And you know what? Bryce said coming into this season, hey, we're done with the daycare. Well, Bryce is now not playing. Bryce, we're hoping you can get better soon, as soon as possible. And
Bryce might be in the nursing home soon. It might not be daycare. It might be old age for Bryce soon. Seriously, his body, it's not good. All right, so I didn't expect that answer. Seltzer, what would you do? You got all these parts of the team. You got a front office. You got a manager. You get to do anything with it. What do you want to do?
You might not expect my answer either. Okay. My answer is I'm giving them a month to prove to me that they deserve for me to add to this team. Otherwise, I'm considering trading pieces away. Like, that's where I'm at with this team. I have very little faith in this group. I think you look around the diamond, you have 5 zeros in the lineup. 5. Your catcher is an offensive zero. Your second baseman is a zero. Your third baseman is a zero. Your left fielder, your center fielder. 5 zeros. Bryce Harper's health is everything for me right now.
It's a major issue.
He's out for an extended period of time. I'm trading pieces away. Like, the season's...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
over, in my opinion. This team offensively is reliant on Schwarber, Turner, and Harper being awesome. Otherworldly when you have five holes in the lineup. And unless Harper's healthy, like, I can't see it. Now, if Harper's healthy and they play really well for a month when he comes back, then you have to add at least one outfielder. You have to, whether it's a left fielder or a center fielder, one of those two spots has to be filled. And you have to add a bullpen piece. And I'm talking a bullpen piece that you trusted the way you trusted Alvarado. Like, I don't trust any of these guys when they come in a game. This is a regular season game.
Well, Strom last night again.
In the playoffs? You're telling me these guys are coming into a playoff game? Any of them? So I'm very down on where this group is
Well,
right
I'll
now.
Say this. That's about as aggressive as it gets. I did not expect that answer, and I do not agree with that answer. But maybe you do. 215-592-9494. Rhea, you get to do anything. What are you doing? And by the way, let me say this to everyone listening. You can have five answers. You can say pull five different levers. Rhea, what are you doing?
There might be too many holes to fix this team by the trade deadline. You know, bullpen pieces.
Yep.
Right-handed bat, center fielder. How about, though, you start with growing up and doing your job, like not trying to turn every single into a double?
The first one didn't bother me. The second one was bad.
He took too big of a turn, and he wasn't looking. He wasn't paying attention.
Yeah,
He just wasn't.
To me, tremendous play by the right fielder last night. I thought Castellanos on the second one, the one to left field, I thought that was just a horrible read.
You can't be out by more at second base. You're out by a mile,
and it's in front of you. At least the one to right field, it's not as in front of you, because at a certain point, you got to make the turn.
But you got to know how good they are.
Well,
They're very good at that.
You're right.
They're gold gloves.
That's part of it.
That's fair. The Trey one? That was close to being, close to being a balk, although he was kind of far off.
Yep.
To me, they make too many mental errors for a, you know, this is a heavy veteran team.
What do you want to see them do?
I'm not with James ready to sell off.
To be fair, I'm giving them a month, but in a month, if they're this team, then I'm.
But just be clear, James, that's even if they are one game out of a playoff spot in a month?
Look, it's all dependent. This is a gray area right now for me. It depends how they look.
You're saying you're open-minded to it.
I'm also open-minded to if they play well. Look, because we know if they get hot in the playoffs, you know, that can happen. I don't think it's a great bet to bet on this group unless they show me more.
Look, here's where I'm at. And again, I'm curious on all of this with everyone. 215-592-9494. So I would not fire Rob Thompson, but my mind's moving. Like I think back to the Girardi thing in 2022, and it was June 2nd, and they were much worse than they currently are, but there's no question change in leadership supercharged the squad. I mean, it was the same team thereafter, and they started playing way better. So I'm not going to bury my head in the sand and act like that's not a possibility. It is, but I would not do that now. But I'm starting to, you know, my mind's moving. Here are the two things where I'm at right now. I need, okay. Either Crawford really soon or a trade really soon for that spot. You can't keep with the Marsh and the Rojas thing. Because to James's point, you got so many zeros around the diamond with these guys hitting right now. But that's like negative zero, if there's such a thing. Like, you just cannot continue to tell Wheeler and Harper and Schwarber, and even a guy like J2, who I think we all love and admire, even though we know he's breaking down, but he's giving them a ton. You can't say, yeah, guys, and we're going to have a guy go out there every night and hit 220. So you either have to bring up the kid or you got to trade. It's one or the other. You can't tell me the kid's not going to be ready till forever, but I just got to deal with Rojas and Marsh for another 4 months. Can't do it. Because if it's October, it's 5 months. I can't do it. That's one. Here's two. Let's talk about like the more everyday players. I think I'm done with Boehm. I think I'm done. You know, seeing him slam that hat down.
Welcome aboard. Yeah.
Seeing him slam that helmet last night, it's like, you know
it's
what?
It's enough already.
It is enough. I think I'm done. I don't want to.
What does that mean? I mean, yeah.
No, it means you trade him. And so here's.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Didn't they try?
But here's what we don't know. Here's what we don't know. What did they turn down? Like, I will tell you that I think 6 months ago, they turned down stuff that they probably won't even get in a trade offer now. And 6 months ago, I could have understood that. Now it's dump. See, I wasn't where you were in the offseason, which was dump Boehm. And listen, maybe you're going to be proven right. You were in kind of dump mode. I wasn't. I was try to find value for Boehm mode. Now I am addition by subtraction, dump him. Like, that's where I'm at. Because,
he is hindering this team. His attitude is a detractor.
And his bat. His bat and the attitude, and he's hindering the fan base. It's not fun to watch a guy make out, and then slam the... And you know what?
First pitch, every freaking time.
Oh, wait, no, wasn't it the second pitch when he hit into the...
Maybe it's a miracle.
And you know, Bryson Stott at one point he had, and I think it was a double play. There were so many ground balls that were either double plays, almost double play, and Stott had a big one. And when Stott crossed first base and he was out, and that's the end of the inning, he grabs his helmet, and you can tell he's thinking about slamming it down, and he didn't. And I said, you know what? I appreciate that.
And he had a puzzled look on his face.
And I respected
it. How could I have done that better? How could I have done that differently? It did look like he was processing a lot at that time.
But
I agree with you.
And he had seen Boehm just a couple innings before that slam his helmet.
Throw a fit.
And I think he knew.
Because he's an impetuous child, and we don't need that here.
Yeah.
And they knew that already at the end of last season.
Right.
That's why the guy got benched. Yeah. He deserved to be benched because of his attitude. It's horrendous. It's now... horrendous again.
It is horrendous.
How much more do we put up with?
I'm with
now
you,
man. Now that his bat sucks too, get rid of him.
So obviously you got to find a solution if you dump him. But I'm just saying, like, I'm at that point now. And I guess I'm late to the party, but I'm there now. Look, you guys tell us. I mean, you could say fire Rob Thompson. You could say just make Trey Turner the leadoff hitter. No more of this righty-lefty. Just, you know, I think that's been something people have been clamoring for a week or so. What would you do? 215-592-9494. Let us know. I mean, there are options. What would you do? Joe DeCameron and John Ritchie. It's not, by the way, they did win last night, right? I just want to check. Yeah, they did. Well,
and it was some awesome bunting.
There's a bigger picture in mind. What should they do? Let us know on 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. Obviously, baseball season, and you know, baseball fans love the long ball. Local squad doesn't hit enough. But with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, they're giving you even more reasons to love home runs every Tuesday during the MLB season, because with Tuesdays, it's Dinger Tuesdays. That's today. Dinger Tuesdays. All FanDuel customers get a home run profit boost. That means you can bet on the moonshots and obviously score big with FanDuel.com/hammer. That's FanDuel.com/hammer. You can go yard all season long with FanDuel Sportsbook at FanDuel.com/hammer, including... the Dinger Tuesday Profit Boost. Find the player or players that works for you. Lock it in. Remember, also, NBA Finals, Stanley Cup, all the sports, all the games, all the action, all there for you at FanDuel.com/hammer.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.